I invite you to listen to a portion of Scripture that comes to us from the Gospel of Luke. Be careful, because listening and taking a part of Christ's teaching into your heart is dangerous work. It might challenge you, and it might just change the world. Listen for the Word of God. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit do you have? For even the sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that for you? For even the sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you have hope to receive, what credit is that to you? For even the sinners lend to the sinners and receive much again. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be the children of the Most High, for God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as God is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the full measure that it will be given, that measure you will get back. This is the word of life. Thanks be to God. I've been thinking about gratitude since December of last year. The chaplains at the VA, everyone was having a holiday party. We can't say Christmas party. Everyone was having a holiday party except for the chaplains. And I said, this is stupid. Why don't we get together and have a potluck? And they go, well, if you organize it, we'll do it. So I did. What the chaplains brought was interesting. One woman made a ham and brought the entire ham. There was one chaplain that brought one bag of potato chips. That was it. And afterwards, there was all this food left over, as there always is with a potluck. And my Buddhist monk friend started packing it up and said, come with me, we're going to give this away. And he gave away every single part of that. We went up to the hospice unit, we went to the emergency room, gave it to the doctors, gave it to the nurses, and just spread it around. And I said, you just do this so easily. And he said, every time we have a big meal, that's what we do. We pack up the food, and we take it into the neighborhood, and we just give it away. And I think maybe it's because I live by myself, I don't have children, that I found that I can be really selfish, that I can make my world just about me. But over and over and over in Scripture, God calls us to take what we have and to share it with those who don't have anything. Now, I have three really good friends who are African-American women. They run away from the angry African-American stereotype. Just as I run away from being the preacher that talks about money. I don't like to do it. But I feel like God is calling me to be more generous with my money, with what I have. And I don't know about you, but somehow I picked up this rule that when I get rich, then I can be generous. But that's not true. There was a man who works for an organization in Canada. And the organization is for teachers and for poor schools. And the teachers will send a note to this organization that says, I need books. I want to teach Tom Sawyer. So then people can help provide the books for the teacher. The organization did an experiment. They went to the University of Vancouver, and they got students who were willing to participate in the experiment. They gave some students an envelope with a $5 bill and some students an envelope with a $20 bill. And to part of the group, they said, go and spend this money on yourself. And for some of them, they said, go and spend this on someone else. Just $5 and $20. They called them at the end of the day and asked them if they were happier. And the people who had given money to other people were happier. So then they decided to do this in every country that they could. They did it in 193 countries. And in every single country except for the Republic of Congo, where there's a war going on, everyone said they were happier. In Uganda, a woman had $20, came across one of her friends that she'd lost touch with. Her friend had a little boy who was suffering from malaria. That $20 saved that little boy's life. So it's taking the small things we have and sharing them, and it makes us happier, and it makes us more grateful. And I think that's what Jesus is saying, and it's going to come back to you. And by the way, everyone in this room one day will be dead. Myself included. So what are you going to do with your life? We need to be reminded of that so we can make a difference in the world. So be generous with your money. Be generous. Be like Charles Dickens' character, Ebenezer Scrooge, at the end of the movie. That's how we should do it. But not just that. Be generous with your prayers. I think God doesn't need me to pray, but I need to pray. And I do think our prayers make a difference in the world. And if it doesn't change the circumstance, it at least changes me. Be generous with your money. Be generous with your prayers. Be generous with your love. Parents, if you have kids, or if you're guardians for kids, tell them that you love them. Let them know that you're proud of them. I believe that the one thing a child needs to hear more than anything else is, I love you and I'm proud of you. And the thing parents need to hear, I don't care how old they are, is thank you. There have been many, many times when I've seen a person with a deep wound from their father or mother, and that father or mother told everyone in the world how much they loved their son or daughter, how much they were proud of them, but never told the kid. So be generous with your money. Be generous with your prayers. And be generous with your love. And be generous with your life. Just know that you were put on the earth to give. Just to give. And the more you open yourself up, God says, that's a receptacle I can use. And will pour those blessings through you. So this has been on my heart and my mind to be more generous. And I want to invite you to think about it. Amen. This is the time where we